This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Rockabilly moves me right down to my feet. Feel the slap bass rhythm and the crazy drum beat.
Welcome to 360 Rockabilly Roundup. I'm Warren Voigt, your guide through some of the greatest rockabilly and rock and roll music of the past 50 plus years. From the legends of the 50s to rockabilly revival acts from around the world, we'll feature the big names and the lesser known acts that have shaped the music we love. So let's rock! Well, good afternoon, cats and kittens, and welcome to 360 Rockabilly Roundup. And you're hearing this on Otago Access Radio 105.4 FM, 1575 AM. You can get us on www.oar.org.nz. If you want to podcast or live stream the show at your future listening leisure and pleasure, and thanks for tuning in. Well, today is sort of a part four. You might recall the last couple of shows have been dedicated to Chuck Berry. Well, we continue the theme today. Today we won't have the help of my good friend Steve Buller from the Vinyl Vault, but we'll see what we can do with me all by myself. Don't feel too sorry for me. Okay, today the theme is Chuck Berry covers with George Thorogood and friends, and we're going to start off with It Wasn't Me, 1965 original release and reprised on Chuck's 1979 Rocket album as Wouldn't Me, but here's George Thorogood's version from his 1978 Move It On Over album.
Said we dance in Mississippi at an Alpha Kappa dance. It wasn't me. Woo, it wasn't me. Yeah, you must have met some other buddy. No, child, it wasn't me. Yeah.
wasn't me. It wasn't George either. Must have been Chuck. All right, follow that with You Never Can Tell, C'est La Vie, or Teenage Wedding, as it's also known. 1964, St. Louis to Liverpool, Berry track, number 14, and his final top 40 hit until My Ding-a-ling. And this Bill Wyman led Willie and the Poor Boys' 1985 album DVD concert performance was a charity event for Ronnie Lane of the Small Faces, who had MS, and this one has a multiple stars in its stage lineup, but great song. Take one of my favourite Chuck Berry songs with Janet Watkins doing that Ivory's there, and also with Ronnie Wood on saxophone of all things, and of course Charlie Watts on drums, and they had a whole bunch of luminaries in the lineup. Next up we'll go to Nadine, 1964, another favourite of mine. Followed on to Maybelline by Chuck, is ably covered here by George Thorogood and the Delaware Destroyers on his Better Than the Rest 1979 third studio album. Yeah, really love this song. Nadine, where are you? You know, I've seen Chuck Berry when he was in his heyday in the 70s, and I've also seen George Thorogood about 3 or 4 times. And, you know, George really understood Chuck Berry music, even though he put his own flavour on it. Anyway, I hope you're enjoying the show, and thanks for tuning in. All right, next up is No Particular Place to Go, 1964 St. Louis to Liverpool album song. And this one is about cars and girls. It's a cover on Thorogood's 1982 Bad to the Bone album.
Riding along in my automobile, my baby beside me at the wheel. I stole a kiss at the turn of a mile. My curiosity running wild. Cruising and playing the radio with no particular place to go.
riding along in my automobile. I'm anxious to tell the way I feel. I told her softly and sincere. She leaned and whispered in my ear. Curdling more, riding slow. With no particular place to go. Place to go. So we parked down by the Kokomo. The night was young, the moon was gold. And we both decided to take a stroll. Can you imagine the way I felt? I couldn't unfasten a safety belt. Riding along on my calaboose. Still trying to get that belt loose. All the way home I held a grudge. For a safety belt that wouldn't budge. Curdling more, riding slow, with no particular place to go. Place to go. So we parked down by the Kokomo. Now the night was young, the moon was gold. And we both decided to take a stroll. Can you imagine the way I felt? I couldn't unfasten a safety belt. Riding along with my calaboose. Still trying to get that belt loose. All the way home I held a grudge. For a safety belt that wouldn't budge. And playing the radio with no particular place to go.
Always wondered how he got that safety belt undone and explained it to the girl's parents, but never mind. Okay, next up is Memphis, 1959 B-side for Chuck to Back in the USA on his St. Louis to Liverpool album again. Covered by the Beatles at the BBC and Lonnie Mack in 1963 as an instrumental. It went to number 5 in the Billboard Pop and number 4 in the R&B charts. But this is actually Johnny Rivers' version and is the first version I remember, which went to number 2 in the US and number 6 in New Zealand.
Distance information, give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party and try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know a place to call. Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who'd call me if Memphis, Tennessee. Yeah, home is on the south side, high up on a ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. On a cheek that trickled from her eye, but we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me information, more than that I cannot add, only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Okay, so that was Johnny Rivers' version. Now we'll go to George Thorogood's version, Memphis Marie it's called. This embellished George Thorogood version was with added lyrics by George, approved by Chuck Berry, and was from his 1985 sixth album, Maverick.
Give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find the party that tried to get in touch with me. They would not leave a number, but I know a place to call, 'cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Long distance information, get in touch with the Maverick. Thank you.
charge I'll pay. Which loved one is calling me? I did not hear you say. Both are deep within my heart, her mom and my Marie. It's so good to hear your voice.
There we have it, the full story of Memphis Marie, according to George Thorogood, at least. And I hope you're enjoying our Chuck Berry cover special today. And thanks for tuning in. Okay, next up is Back in the USA, 1959. This is the A-side to that last song, Memphis, and was parodied by the Beatles in their Back in the USSR on their 1968 White Album. Linda Ronstadt's version here and title song of the album single went number 11 Cashbox in 1987. Love Linda, and I love the song.
Prepare
Ronstadt and Living in the USA. And next up is Let's Go, 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 1961 non-album single, back with Come On. Also appears in 1963's Chuck Berry on Stage. Here's the George Thorogood version, also from his Maverick album. Let's go, go, go with some more Chuck Berry music from George Thorogood. Next we'll go to the man himself with a bit of help, Johnny B. Goode, 1987, and John Lennon's son Julian guest stars with Chuck on Chuck's 60th birthday concert and soundtrack, Hail, Hail, Rock and Roll. John sang Memphis in 1972 with Chuck Berry on the Mike Douglas Show, and Chuck was obviously chuffed to have John Lennon's son Julian to sing with. What do you think?
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. And now at this time, I'd like to introduce a young man, Julian Lennon, to do Johnny B. Goode. Come on, Julian.
Yeah.
always love that version. Okay, next up, another Beatle. Funnily enough, Julian's father, John. You Can't Catch Me. This 1956 song written for the musical Rock, Rock, Rock with Chuck Berry in it. This John Lennon version on his 1975 Rock and Roll album was part of a settlement for a copyright infringement because the lyric "Here Come Old Flat Top" ended up on the Beatles' 1969 Come Together and was lifted from You Can't Catch Me. And if John hadn't mentioned it in an interview, no one probably would have been the wiser. But anyway, he did this version, and that was that.
Can't catch me.
Interesting arrangement of that song by John Lennon. Okay, next up, Move It, another 1979 car song from Chuck's penultimate album, Rocket, covered on George Thorogood's Ride Till I Die.
Thank you.
move it from George Thorogood. And we're going to move out, we've got to get out of here, but before we go, we're going to play the last track today on our Chuck Berry cover special. This is Roll Over Beethoven, 1956, epic number 2 Billboard R&B classic, with three other Chuck songs appeared on the Rock, Rock, Rock movie. Here's the 1973 Electric Light Orchestra rework with Beethoven's fifth woven through it, all things, and Peter Gunn theme playing in the background, a UK number 6, and Jeff Lynne's genius is magic. But until next time, take care and rock on. Saturdays at 3, it's 360 Rockabilly Roundup. I'm Warren Voigt, your guide through some of the greatest rockabilly and rock and roll music of the past 50 plus years, from the legends of the 50s to rockabilly revival acts from around the world. We'll feature the big names and the lesser known acts that have shaped the music we love. 360 Rockabilly Roundup, Saturdays at 3 on ORE FM.
This podcast was produced by ORE FM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.